The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 1380 WPHM. It's been talked about a lot this year. It's a huge development in downtown Port Huron, the Wrigley Center. It's the old Art Van building, essentially. Joining us right now to talk about where this project stands, where it may be headed, the chair of the St. Clair County Board of Commissioners, Jeff Boehm. Jeff, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me, Paul.
Sure. Just a little background on this. This was property owned by the county and now being purchased, essentially, for development by a local developer, Larry Jones.
Yeah, many, obviously, people are familiar with Larry Jones. He's probably responsible for 40% of the redevelopment of downtown Port Huron. A lot of lofts, that type of stuff. Larry's kind of into one of his last projects and looking for his next challenge, as I always say. And so they came up with a concept for the old Art Van project, which it's, I know some of the renderings have been out. It's 36 lofts. There's also going to be a farmer's market component in it, which was really the focus. That the county originally had was the big wood arch structure, and I think you actually got in there and got a chance to take a look at that, Paul. One of the things that was identified on our Blue Meets Green list before was a outdoor pavilion, covered pavilion, somewhere in the downtown area, and that's kind of been hanging out there for quite some time, and that actually becomes a piece of this. So really just a much bigger project in scope than we had ever even dreamed of, with a residential retail and stuff. And Larry, he has the ability to get things done. As I've said this publicly, I said I've probably doubted the guy, you know, out of 10 projects. I've doubted him 9 times, and he's made me wrong every time. So I hope he makes me wrong again on this one.
Well, and that's his aim. He wants to. And this really sounds like a fun project. I mean, obviously mixed use. I mean, a lot of mixed use here.
Larry is extremely creative, and he looks at a lot of stuff, and he's really got a great vision. He's working with a local architect, Vince Cataldo, who was actually the architect on the Inn on Water Street and the St. Clair Inn, redid the Cadillac House, working on Harrington Inn. So Vince has a, you know, extensive group of creativity, and you put those two together, and boy, just sit back and watch out and see what they come up with. I always say this is very Birmingham-like. If you ever go over to Birmingham, you see some of those downtown, you know, high-rise condos / lofts that they do. This is next-level stuff, and this is real money. You know, this is $13-14 million kind of thing. And where we're at now with the project is there's a tremendous amount of moving pieces to these things. These are extremely difficult projects to put together, and we've had our work groups again led by Dan Casey and the EDA and Christy Jones, and just really kind of take it spearhead. We meet with city, county, you know, officials, along with people part of our team, the Brownfields, and you just put these things on, you know, every 2 weeks you meet, you go through, you task the different items out, and we get into the finish line here. What we did find recently is that there is a projected shortfall in the project of roughly $350,000, which ironically is the purchase price on the building too. But when you go through these pro formas, there's, you know, there's historical tax credits, there's brownfields, it's like acronym soup, and there's a lot of layers of stacking of financing. They did receive an MEDC grant for this project for $1.5 million. So there's some other, you know, assistance out there to make this project a reality. So we are going to formally ask the Community Foundation, which they had been looking at participating in this project before. And I've said probably the single biggest reason that a lot of these projects have happened countywide has been because of the Community Foundation's involvement in economic development, period. I can tell you it is. They've been a great asset and a great partner, and this is another one of those things that we're going to talk to them about participating in to really help move this project forward and make it a reality. And I can tell you all these other things are in place. I think we have a tentative scheduled closing somewhere December 15th. He needs to take possession of the building by the end of the year, because then that triggers some of the new market tax credits, some of the other things. If you ever looked at a flow chart on how the money's come and go, you'd get confused, I can assure you.
Well, I was just trying to picture that. I was just trying to picture that in my mind as you were talking about this. I can imagine, like you said, a lot of moving parts. There's a lot going on all at one time just to be able to get the financing all lined up for this, isn't there?
None of these projects, whether it was the Inn on Water Street, whether it's, you know, some of the other things we have going on there, we've been involved in, you know, I've been on the board 16 years, sound like a broken record, 10 years as board chairman. We've been involved in 99% of all these. And I'll tell you, none of these come easy. You know, you have to work, you have to be committed as a group. Like I said, city, county, community foundation, private developers sitting down at the table, and really, how can we make this happen? You know, and that is the attitude. It's like, let's figure this out. Mm-hmm. Let's make this happen, because this ultimately spurs other investment. When you see all the great things that are happening in Port Huron and in our area, that's what we need to attract outside investment, you know, period. You know, I mean, nobody wants to come and invest in a place that there's, you know, nothing exciting going on, no energy, no action, political unrest. You know, I mean, that's the mm-hmm. recipe for not getting investment. That's what we put on our board. I'm sure, you know, the board members, we don't have issue with it, but it's going to be a formal ask on behalf of the county, along with the private developer, Larry Jones, that the Community Foundation participate. And they've been just a great partner in everything else previous.
$350,000 in the grand scheme of things is, you know, relates to this project, not a lot of money necessarily, but it is a lot of money. So how does this relate to other things that the Community Foundation has done? Have they stepped up to that amount before?
Well, if you look at what they did with the SC4 housing project over there, I know they lent the community college the money to do that downtown housing project. If I'm not mistaken, they've already paid them back and looking for other opportunity. The Inn on Water Street, they've paid for a lot of the hotel studies. If you look at even with the trail system, the economic impact study for the trail system, which wasn't cheap, you know, $100,000 type of stuff. Loan money. They're very creative over there. They want mm-hmm. to see things happen. And like I said, they've been a partner in lots of stuff and will continue to be. And I just thank Claire, you know, on a little side note, we did our little, the Vertons and Jeff Bohm, we were able to do some of that summer activity down there, mm-hmm. Kind of last minute. Community Foundation put money into that project to make that a reality. They're working with the Vertons right now on another substantial investment in some things. And, just I could go on and on and on. Yeah. Some of the stuff I'm sworn to secrecy because I know it's kind of in the works. But substantial investments in a lot of different things in our community. And as I said before, they are one of the single biggest reasons that we've been able to move the needle here in St. Clair County.
I'll tell you, Jeff, this Wrigley Center is going to be really interesting. You know, you get that, you get the grocery store open downtown. I mean, it's really going to add a lot to downtown. Obviously, for the people that already live in and near downtown and in and around St. Clair County, the next step, as you mentioned, is to try and attract outside investors and visitors and potential residents here, isn't it?
Yeah, and then you even look at the condos now coming to completion. And I've always said that's arguably one of the most exciting projects for me, because that'll define if the market exists. You know, we know the lofts. I mean, when you sit with the bankers will loan you money on lofts, okay? They know the lofts pencil. They know they work, you know, that type of stuff. There's a few other components that they tend to be less favorable, you know, some of the lending, but that's where the, you know, the farmers market, partnering up with the DDA and the city of Port Huron, signing a lease on that, which is another one of those things that is a need. So it's really, you know, at the end of the day, I don't want to call it, it's kind of like passing the hat, who's in, who's out, and you pass the hat enough and enough people, you know, get into it with you, you can make it a reality. And it's just super exciting to see. I tell you, just a lot of energy. And let's face it, this COVID stuff got everybody concerned. And during COVID, we have an announcement of a grocery store groundbreaking, Larry Jones' project coming. We've got a large announcement in St. Clair, which will probably be one of the largest non-tax, non-utility taxpayers in St. Clair County, either number one or two. So we've really have done a very good job of just continue to persevere through this. And it didn't make us put both foot on the brakes, I can assure you that. Continue to work hard, and that's all you can do.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we all look forward to better days ahead. But, yeah, you're right. I was just – you took the words out of my mouth, Jeff. I was going to say this year, as hard as it's been in so many ways, there are still bright signs here in St. Clair County, aren't there?
Oh, huge. That St. Clair, I know what's coming on that St. Clair project, and when they're actually able to share that, I mean, that is just like, these are, I don't want to say once in a lifetime opportunities, but there's a couple in a lifetime opportunities. And, you know, these things are just home runs. And ironically, I was on the phone with the developer in the St. Clair project earlier today, just to talk about a couple little things that they needed some help with. No, nothing big. And he just couldn't say enough good about, boy, the city's been so responsive. You guys calling, following through, this. And I always tell everybody, says, you got to remember, our job is to make your job as easy as possible. So when you want to expand or you want to do whatever, you know, someday, that we make your job as easy as possible and you consider St. Clair County for future investments. So that really is the attitude.
Oh, that's good. As soon as you can tell us more about that St. Clair project, let us know, okay?
Oh, you'll be the first ones to know.
All right. Very
well, you and the Times Herald and the Voice. I got to tell you guys all at the same time.
Okay, fair enough. Hey, Jeff, appreciate the time this morning. Thanks so much.
You guys take care.
All right, 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Jeff Boehm, the chair of the St. Clair County Board of Commissioners, they meet later tonight, and at that meeting they'll be formally putting together a request to the Community Foundation of St. Clair County for $350,000 to go toward completion of the Wrigley Center in downtown Port Huron.